Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Roberts. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The center fielder, Ted Martinez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Benny Ayala. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Theodore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez throws the ball into Harrelson, who tags Metzger trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harrelson moves to third. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Harrelson scores. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Theodore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ayala who is chasing the ball. Roberts reaches third base with a triple. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gross who is chasing the ball. Milan reaches third base with a triple. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gross who is chasing the ball. Martinez reaches third base with a triple. Milan scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Mets. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0 for 1 in the game. Ayala takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Theodore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0 for 1 in the game. Theodore hits a pop-up towards third. Raider settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Raider fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Gallagher pinch hits for Dave Roberts. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Milburn moves to second. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. York fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cedeno hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ayala is hit by the pitch. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ayala moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ayala moves to third. Garrett moves to second. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for George Theodore. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ayala scores. Garrett moves to third. Dyer moves to second. It's 5-0, Mets. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver hits a line drive into right field. Gross picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gross. Garrett scores. Dyer scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 7-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Milan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ayala hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Ayala moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Jim York. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Cedeno is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.